Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about propaganda. In this video, I'm going to show you how Chinese propaganda has been used to control COVID policy. Back in January, reports started appearing in the press about dead people in the streets of Wuhan, China. Disturbing images of Wuhan residents dropping unresponsive to the floor have emerged on Instagram following the diseased Chinese city's coronavirus lockdown. Wuhan has been branded a zombie land by frantic locals after Chinese authorities told residents they're not allowed to leave yesterday morning. Wow, that sounds really bad. People falling dead in the streets and the government locking people in their homes. The Washington Post responded by saying, "Chinese authoritarianism is hazardous to your health. The Chinese Communist Party has once again proved that authoritarianism is dangerous not just for human rights but also for public health. Confronted with the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, the CCP has instinctively reverted to its familiar toolkit. It immediately staged a large-scale lockdown of people and information at the expense of the public good." The Washington Post made it clear that lockdowns were a violation of human rights and was also bad for the public health. But a few weeks later, the Imperial College in London published a paper saying that there were going to be massive casualties from COVID-19 in the West. Neil Ferguson's model predicted 2.2 million COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. and 510,000 in Britain. It was also reported around that time that China had succeeded in controlling the virus with their lockdown. So, of course, the Washington Post changed their stance and now said that we needed to violate everybody's human rights and lockdown. Violating human rights was the only way to save millions of people from dying. And today, promoting China's success with their lockdown, CNN says they're having a giant pool party in Wuhan with no social distancing and no masks. Wow, look how well those Chinese lockdowns worked for Wuhan. But I'm a little bit confused because the New York Times also told us that based on information out of China, lockdowns were the world's new normal. Fortunately, not every country fell for this Chinese propaganda coup. One country which refused to violate human rights and based their policy on science instead of superstition and propaganda was Sweden. Instead of opting for violating human rights, Sweden opted for herd immunity. Sweden adopted a policy of getting the high-risk community to voluntarily self-isolate while allowing the virus to spread through the low-risk community. The Swedish government was viciously attacked from both outside and inside the country. Their incredible audacity for refusing to violate human rights was unacceptable to the Swedish press. Sweden's largest newspaper predicted 96,000 deaths by July 1st, based on Neil Ferguson's model. But Sweden's government held fast against all the propaganda, and now essentially nobody is dying from COVID-19 in Sweden. The total number of deaths in Sweden from COVID-19 is about 1/20th of what the models predicted. Sweden's refusal to violate human rights via lockdowns or mask mandates has been constantly attacked by the press. CNN posted this nice picture of people enjoying life on the streets of Stockholm without any masks covering their faces and said that their efforts to achieve herd immunity had not worked. President Trump jumped into the propaganda row himself and said that Sweden was paying heavily for their failure to lock down. President Trump has consistently bashed Sweden and not acknowledged their success. It's pretty apparent that he's the victim of propaganda himself. And now the propaganda continues. CDC says that you're only immune from COVID-19 for 3 months. This sounds really bad. You get the disease, you survive it, and 3 months later it comes back and kills you. Bill Gates says that everyone in the world is going to have to get his injection, and that he's even planning on giving it to babies. And he also says that everybody is going to have to get multiple doses, probably because immunity wears off after 3 months, according to the CDC. But apparently they're having a little difficulty keeping the propaganda straight, because let's look at the article about Wuhan again. Wuhan is celebrating the success of their lockdown with a giant pool party, and nobody's social distancing or wearing masks. Apparently the immunity which Wuhan got in April never wore off. Wuhan has about 12 million people, but only 3,000 people died from COVID-19. That's not a huge death rate. So where did Neil Ferguson come up with his models predicting much higher death rates? The data coming out of China and Italy did not support the massive death rates which Neil Ferguson and the Imperial College predicted. There's never been any accountability for the Imperial College models, which destroyed the world's economy. Countless millions of people have had their lives ruined by the fraudulent models published by Neil Ferguson and the Imperial College of London. The data coming out of Italy showed that almost everyone who was dying was very old and had other comorbidities. There was never any reason to believe that this virus was a huge threat to children or, in general, the working age population. Sweden's policy of isolating the high-risk population would have been perfectly adequate to flatten the curve, because the vast majority of people who ended up in the hospital were very old. But here in the U.S., Democratic governors like Cuomo of New York did the exact opposite. They infected nursing homes by sending thousands of sick people there and created the highest death rate in the world in New York City. U.S. states adopted a policy which created both maximum damage to the economy and maximum carnage to the elderly population. 5 months into this epidemic, I haven't seen any people dropping dead in the streets. This Chinese propaganda worked pretty well. The only zombie land I've seen are people running around with masks covering their faces. You won't see that in Sweden. The lockdowns were based on propaganda, misinformation, nonsensical models, and overall hysteria. And they were a direct result of propaganda coming out of China. We've destroyed our culture and our economy based on Chinese propaganda. People in Spain are very angry about the government forcing them to live like zombies by covering their faces with masks. And meanwhile, people in Wuhan are having a giant pool party with no masks on. It's pretty clear that the Chinese propaganda effort has been extremely successful, and they must be laughing very hard at the stupidity of Western nations. Now let's compare what's going on in communist China to what's going on in Victoria, Australia. Toto thinks that China has engaged in an incredibly successful propaganda coup against the Western world. As a result of the Chinese propaganda, the Western world, other than Sweden and a few other countries, has adopted all of the authoritarianism which we decried just a few months ago. Toto is pretty sure that the Chinese are laughing in our faces. People glued to their televisions watching non-stop propaganda on CNN and Fox News have completely lost their ability to think rationally. You can visit Toto on the web at realclimatescience.com.